Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Molly says, do you guys actually believe this shit? Every time an asteroid is around, oh my, this is going to hit us. Fuck, man. That's not true at all. There has never been a time that anybody's been like, oh no, it's going to hit us. And they are saying with a degree of certainty that it's a 2.3% chance. That is never, we've never heard that, ever, ever. All that we've heard is that, oh, it's going to be flying between the moon and Earth. It's going to be 200,000 miles away. You'll be able to see it as it goes by. Yeah, but it's 0%. Fuck you. Okay, great. So Molly's full of shit here, all right? She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. Don't listen to her. Tophus says 2% is scary. I think so, too. Because, and I mean, that's so much time between now and then. Who knows what that thing might bump into? But if it does hit the planet, there are certain spots that we would want it to hit. You know? And I know that there are spots on the planet that we hate those people, and there would be tremendous loss of innocent lives, but that's the way it goes. So, I mean, if you have to choose, like it's going to hit, this would be a fun radio bit to do. You know, you're getting close to when the asteroid's going to hit. And by the way, they'll be able to determine where it's going to hit. Let's just say that it is going to hit. They're going to be able to figure that out, and people are going to get the hell out of there. So it's fine. Now, there are some places that if they find out it's going to hit like North Korea, just let it hit it. Who cares? Whatever. You know. So I would say good places for the asteroid to hit. North Korea. And Greg's house. That's it. That's all I can come up with. You know, I mean, there's a lot. That would go, if we said Moscow, like Tophus says, well, there's a lot of excellent things that come out of Russia, you know? I mean, so I can't say that. I mean, I guess it can be included in the conversation, but I wouldn't want Russia to get hit. David suggests Gaza. It's already gone. By the way, did you see Trump? He was with, some guy from the Middle East who, I don't know, he was Prince Abdullah, the whatever of Jordan, the guy from Jordan. And so you got Trump and Jordan dude. And Trump's again talking about, he's trying to gather up momentum for his making Gaza to be a fun resort town. And Jordanian guy says, we have decided we will take 2,000 Palestinian babies. So he's got like a number. You can be one of 2,000 Palestinian babies who they will allow into their country. Because like you guys told me when you pointed me in the right direction and said, the rest of the Arab world, none of them want the Palestinians. Because it's like trailer trash, you know? Who wants those losers to move into their countries? So all the Arab nations are like, yeah, we support Gaza. And then Trump says, all right, good. They're going to move there. And then like Egypt goes, oh, fuck that shit. We don't want those losers. So that's like a real thing right now. And Trump is like so gung-ho about this. In his world, everybody that's from Gaza is not going to be there anymore. And they're going to be in one of these other Arab nations. And he says that Gaza is going to be rebuilt and the U.S. is not going to pay one penny for it, but the U.S. is going to run it. This is fucking nuts. This is just the craziest shit. It's like Minecraft to him, or Roblox. He's just, isn't that the game where you like build shit? Isn't that what goes on? That's what he's doing there. And he says, it's going to be very prosperous. I can't do a Trump impression. It's going to be very prosperous for the people in the Middle East because it's going to be all Middle Eastern countries that are going to be contracted out. And it's going to be like Abdul's bulldozer team pushing it all into the sea. They literally, all those homes and everything that's rubble now, they're going to flatten it, level it, and then start over. And he says it's going to take a very long time. There is no fucking way this is going to happen. This is a ridiculous thing to even suggest. It's a fun thing to talk about, but there's no way you are going to be successful in any of this. Because imagine if after 4 years and you're halfway done and then the next president comes in, let's say it's J.D. Vance and he doesn't want this shit. I mean, he's just going to end that. By the way, Trump said he can't get behind the idea of J.D. Vance being the president. Okay? If you're him, you're like, what the fuck? What do I have to do to get this guy to like me? Why am I even here? All I'm doing is ribbon cuttings and fucking couches, for God's sake. Why did I even agree to do this? My God, let alone if a Democrat wins. Are you kidding me? They're not going to finish that shit over there. The Democrats, if they win in 3 years and 11 months, all right, if a Democrat is inaugurated in 3 years and 11 months, some Democrat is going to be seated right there, and it's going to be executive orders, fire Elon Musk, give all the money that we have in the United States to foreign countries and put terrorists up in five-star hotels. That's what they're going to do. And they're not going to be rebuilding Gaza. Rebecca Saquon Barkley says, speaking of Trump, you haven't called him in a while. I never called Trump. He just calls me. So Canada becomes the 51st state. We gain 54 more House seats, the majority of which would be Democrat. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about any of that nonsense. None of that's going to happen anyway. Canada's going to do, if that were to, Trump were to continue on with that, Canada's going to do the old over our dead body, eh? And they're going to start to become terrorists and fuck up the U.S. We're going to actually have an actual war. Some Canadian is going to get pissed off and do something stupid. And then Trump is going to attack Canada. That is the only way the United States makes Canada a 51st state, by force. And that's not out of the question for that idiot. I see David is here. He loves Trump. He's got a boner with me just suggesting that. All right. I am taking a short break, ladies and gentlemen. It's pee-pee time. As always, you're being an outstanding audience. You are so kind. Thank you for contributing on the chat. I will be back. Have a good time talking amongst yourself. All right. There's a video going around of a guy fishing in the ocean. He's on a kayak. He's got quite a setup, too. Kayak. More than one pole. He's got camera facing forward, camera facing backward. So I'm guessing like he might do his thing and then post the video online of him having fun fishing. And then he notices that there's a shark there. And you can see like the dorsal fin and the back fin is also coming out of the water. It almost looks like two sharks. We just talked about this the other day, about how I get freaked out thinking about swimming in the ocean even. Hold on. Bruce, quit. licking his paws. Can't do it. Just can't do it. In this video, you're watching the shark stalk the dude. Like, he's like, fuck this shit, and he's trying to get away. And the shark's not done with him. Oh, my God. Here you go. Let's enjoy this, I guess. Let's be terrified together.
Great white. Great white shark. Cutting the live bait off.
Says, I'm cutting the live bait off.
Guess I'm out of here. Oh, mate, get out of the rudder.
Unless if that's two sharks. I don't think it is. I think it's one shark.
Holy. Me, there's a huge great white behind me. He's following me. If I get eaten, it's not going to be much fun. He's still right on.
If I get eaten, it's not going to be much fun. That's the understatement of the year.
On my tail, he's following my rudder. Please don't attack me, bro.
Yeah, because I'm guessing you're not safe. You know, I mean, surely if you're in the water, you're not safe. But I'm guessing that that thing, if it wanted to, it could fuck that kayak up enough that this dude would be in the water in no time. You know how they oftentimes say, your chances of getting eaten by a shark are slim to none. They're not interested in you. Yeah, bullshit. That is such a crock. They're absolutely interested in us. Jeremy says, who's the scarier stalker, shark or pelerito? It's close.
Oh, my God. Please leave me alone, bro. What can I throw out the back to get him away from me? If I throw my water bottle, I know that I'm littering, but it might take his attention away from me.
All right, we'll throw this water bottle.
Okay, the one thing that's striking to me is how he's really kind of performing. That's a little concerning. You know what I mean? Like, he realizes if this is real, and I think it's real. Everybody's been talking about it like it's real.
He's turned on the water bottle. No, he didn't.
I thought that would work. He's coming closer. I'm sorry for all the swearing, but I'm shitting bricks right now.
I have lost sight of him. I don't like that. I've lost sight of him. Where is he?
Let's just, for a second, assume that this is 100% real. That would be so freaky if you're doing your paddling and you're looking behind and you see it's there, and then all of a sudden you see him like disappear under the water. So you don't know where he could be. He could have turned off. He could be right under you. He could be right now surging towards you, ready to take a bite out of your fucking boat and you. That's a level of anxiety that just even thinking about what he's going through is enough to fry my brain, let alone his brain.
Could just be swimming underneath me too. Holy sh! I'm just not going to stop paddling and keep an eye out.
That's literally all you can do is just paddle. Who was it that said that? The fish just keeps swimming. Was that Dory? You said it to Nemo or whatever the fuck?
So out of here, man. Te Moana, Te Tangaroa, please.
I think he was praying to some South Pacific god. It seems to me like this is an Australian thing.
Keep me safe.
He was talking to Tua. Didn't he say Tua Tungavailoa? Keep me safe.
I am so out of here, man. Te Moana, yeah. Te Tangaroa.
Tua Tungavailoa, yep.
Please.
Quarterback of the Dolphins. He's always got concussions.
Keep me safe. Keep me well. And get me home. Holy sh! I don't know where he's gone, but I'm going to turn these cameras off. Oh, sh! That was him. Oh.
Did I see him? Did we see him? I didn't.
That huge swirl behind me. I don't know where he's gone, but I'm going to turn these cameras off. Oh, sh! That was him. That huge swirl behind me. I hope that front camera picked it up. Oh, me. He's still following me. He's got a distance, but he could swim up on me at any moment. Tangaroa, please get me home safe, Tangaroa.
Get me home safe. I guess he's okay. Oh, man. Cole says, this is why you always carrying a gun when you're fishing. Aram says he's paddling kind of slow for this situation. Yeah, I don't know. You think that maybe it might be fake? Tofa says, yep, it's fake. I'm going to turn the cameras off for the 10th time. Linda says, I'd pray to Jalen Hurts over Tua. Tofus says, gun would be useless. As soon as the bullet hits the water, it would disintegrate. Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, that's not what happened during Private Ryan. Is that true? If you shoot the water, the bullet disintegrates? In Private Ryan, they were under the water trying to get their packs off, and they were getting shot by the bullets there. You might be right. I don't know. I think when Tyler said he was praying to Tua Tagovailoa, he said that at the same time that I did. That has happened more than once where we have said the same joke. All right. Aram says, I agree that his description is suspect. Yeah, and what I was referring to is most people can't act, you know? And I'll tell you this right now. Most people don't have the fortitude to narrate a harrowing moment like that. Like, if that was actually a harrowing moment, you wouldn't be narrating it. You'd be quiet. Because you have to concentrate on actually narrating, you know? And how can you concentrate when you're about to get fucking eaten? Chris says, not true. Mythbusters did an episode on a bullet disintegrating. It will significantly slow the bullet. Yeah, Tofus doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's never even handled a gun. Tofus is one of those that's like, oh, I'm not going to touch it. If I touch it, people will die. Oh. So don't even act like you fucking even know how to hold a gun. Tyler says the same thing. I'm fairly confident water will not dismantle a bullet. Nick says bullets are lethal for 2 or 3 feet underwater. Yeah, we all knew that. Tofus is a cock. The bullet will explode and it hits the water. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. He says, I've shot a gun before. Yeah, probably like a little fucking a single shot 22. Megan says, I feel like bodies are harder than water. Everybody is just lighting Tofus up for saying something stupid. All right. Well, anyway, that happened to that dude. Okay, I've covered asteroid hitting the Earth. Molly says it's not going to happen. Let's get into this. I was reading how, you know how like Aaron Rodgers, that asshole quarterback for the New York Jets, the Jets have said, yeah, we're done with Aaron Rodgers. Now, the Detroit Lions lost their defensive coach, Aaron Glenn. He became the head coach of the New York Jets. They suck. Glenn is hoping to whip them into shape. Now, in 2 years with the Jets, the first year, he was hurt the whole year. Second year, he was all right. Team sucked. But there's always drama and shit surrounding Aaron Rodgers, okay? And no one really likes him. He's real annoying. He's kind of a dick. And he shows up on Pat McAfee's show all the time, and he's talking shit about the Jets on that show, talking shit about the NFL, always talking shit about politics. And that leads to kind of like a circus atmosphere. And one could make the argument, yeah, it's a distraction to what we're trying to achieve with the team. Like, if the quarterback of your football team was constantly making a spectacle of himself, the other players might get pissed off. The fans might not like it. It's just not good for business, you know? But he thought that his shit didn't stink and he could do whatever he want, what he wanted maybe in the past. I don't know. And as he's gone further along, he's gotten even more fucked up and weird. He's just an idiot. Okay? Anyway. As Molly checks in after I made fun of her about her stupid take on asteroids, she says, Eric, I love you, but sometimes you are a twat. Well, thank you. I love that you use that word, by the way. I'd like to think that I made it so that you do use it. You are appreciated and you are loved, and I recognize you and salute you forever. So the Jets said that they're done with him. They don't want him anymore. Prior to that, someone said, what type of quarterback do you want for your team, Aaron Glenn? And he said, a winner. And then a week later, they said, they told Aaron Rodgers, you're done. You're not coming back. We're moving on. You're either going to be cut or traded. Now it comes out that a deal breaker was the Jets said to him, if you're going to come back, no more Pat McAfee. You can't come back if you're going to be on the Pat McAfee show. Diana Rossini, she is the one who reported on this for Awful Announcing. Jets told Aaron Rodgers to stop appearances with Pat McAfee. Byline, cancel culture strikes again. Not true. That is not cancel culture. Cancel culture is a term that is abused. Officially, cancel culture is free market solutions. Like when, let's say, a perfect example would be pulling up someone's about to be drafted into the NFL and they pull up an old tweet and then it goes viral. The person's saying something shitty and then the team is pressured into making a decision or their hand is forced or they panic, they give in. And then they end up responding accordingly in a negative way. This isn't so much cancel culture. This is just, we're tired of your shit. Like if I'm on the radio in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but I'm doing a podcast called whatever, think of any controversial topic. And it keeps getting brought up and referenced, and it's a distraction, and I'm saying crazy shit on there, I'm probably going to get fired because I'm breaking a behavior clause. Okay? Jeremy says, that's not cancel culture. That's I don't want the face of my franchise to have the opportunity to say stupid shit on a weekly basis on the biggest sports show in the country. Precisely. I also see that Tophus, did you refer to Megan as a bad name? Oh no. What happened? Oh, I see what you did. You called Megan a dipshit. Everybody was having a good time having this conversation about bullets exploding. And then Tophus amped it up by calling Megan a dipshit. Megan then said, sir, don't start calling me names. Tophus responds with, too late. Oh, no. Oh, now you've done it. Megan says, in all the time we've had a chance to interact and I've disagreed with you or thought you were wrong, I've never called you names. I'm just picturing her saying this right now. I'm not about to stoop to your level on this, but it is not appreciated. Okay, now that right there, that is a thoughtful way of saying, hey, you know, knock it off. I mean, I've actually seen this happen. At the Great Food Giveaway, there was some lady who was like really aggressive with Megan about not getting an extra box of food. And so she was trying to talk the lady off the ledge, and the lady called Megan a bad name. And she goes, okay, well, we got to stop with the name calling. You know, she's very diplomatic whenever she's not happy. I mean, she's a you know, thoughtful. She doesn't overreact. Let's see. Tophus responds with, it's called actions have consequences. No. Tophus says, who's Megan? Megan is the nice lady that you're arguing with. Okay. Where it says, tell your dogs I said hi. That's Megan. Megan said, that's why you live in your mom's basement when you're 50. Okay, now you've done it. I have never witnessed, ever, that type of talk from her. That is a first. You got to screenshot that. That does not happen. Tophus said bullets, this is the nutshell version. Tophus said bullets disintegrate when they hit the water, then contradicted himself and said they don't disintegrate when they hit water and got mad at Megan for pointing out his stupidity. LOL. Tophus, you are not going to win this. Chris says, so everybody picking on him, but he attacks the girl. Nick says, it was at that moment he realized he fucked up. Yeah, and then this continues. I don't, you know, despite me encouraging you to take the L on this, this is not good. Everybody is going back to like Aram. He says, Tophus, did you not say bullets disintegrate? He said, I never once said that the bullets don't disintegrate. Wait a minute. But you said that they disintegrate in the water. The first comment you made was gun would be useless. As soon as the bullet hits the water, it would disintegrate. Yes. Okay, well, now I don't know what the confusion is about all this, and it doesn't really matter. The big picture is the sweetest lady on the planet was insulted. And there's not really anything more I can say about that. You know, I can't. I'm just telling you that is a dangerous spot to be in. Tyler says, here's your second comment. When a bullet hits the water, it doesn't necessarily disintegrate completely. Well, that's 100% the opposite of what you said the first time. You said it disintegrates. I have the quote. And then you said it doesn't necessarily disintegrate. That is Rick James, Charlie Murphy, couch. Fuck your couch, N-word. Yeah, I didn't put my feet on Eddie Murphy's couch. Why would I put my feet on Eddie Murphy's couch? Yeah, I put my foot on his couch. Right. Come on, man. Megan says, I feel bad. I'm sorry I talk shit about your living situation. That was below my standard, and I apologize. Yeah, that's a spot you're never in, and you don't like that.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You know you don't like that. That makes you feel bad. But don't worry about it. You're fine. We'll just move on. Tofus is the one who said one thing and then said the exact opposite and then got cranky and called you a bad name. Murder lover Linda says now Tofus needs to apologize. No, he doesn't. He's an idiot. Okay? We can't force apologies. How is it that if you say, you must apologize, and the person goes, I'm sorry. How is that effective? That's not effective. Don't even worry about it. Megan, you're fine. Tofus, don't apologize because we know you don't mean it, so it's cool. Cole writes, keep your liberal hate articles full of disinformation to yourself. Donko says, can tanks use big bags of water as armor? Well, yeah, they'll disintegrate the bullets. Everybody knows that. Skylab 4469 wrote, the people of this live stream seem to be nice and easygoing. I was on another live stream in which I said I made out with Grace Jones in 1984 at Studio 54. People went at me very aggressively. Not that I was telling the truth, but still very rude. Well, let me ask you this, Skylab 4469. Did you make out with Grace Jones at Studio 54 in 1984? And if you did, what is there to attack you about? That's a fantastic thing to say. Skylab says, no, I did not do that. Okay. No, we do have a fantastic group here. Generally speaking, it's always pretty smooth. There is a slight degree of policing on it, but for the most part, everything is fine. Where was I? Anyway, what was I talking about? We were talking about Aaron Rodgers. So all those distractions. And yeah, because I was talking about cancel culture. She said that that's cancel culture. It is not cancel culture. According to new details, Rodgers' appearances became problematic when Aaron Glenn met with Rodgers last week. They drew a hard line. If Rodgers were to return, he not only would need to participate in all off-season team activities, but he must no longer go on the Pat McAfee show. They had a conversation with him of, if you stay here, here's how we would want it to be. This is Aaron Glenn getting control of the team back. However, it may have been a moot point. It sounds like Rodgers wanted out either way. I am interested in where he winds up, you know, because I kind of like it when the Lions beat the shit out of him. I hope he goes to a team and I hope he goes to the Vikings. That'd be awesome. I think one of you might have mentioned that, the Vikings. All right. Boy, a lot going on here. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop, where I desperately need to be. Kingsroom.net. I might attempt to make it out there today. I don't know. Depends on how quickly I get this nonsense done. Kingsroom.net. You can find them online. You can visit one of their three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia are at 821 36th Street. Haircuts for guys and chicks who like short hair. Haircut's going to cost you $19. If you want a beard trim, anything like that, they can do that. They can color. If you want to color the hair or the beard or whatever. Is there anything more odd than a super old guy with super dyed hair? I hate that. Anyway, they can do that for you if you want. Kingsroom.net is their website for exact locations, hours, and schedules. When it comes to a mortgage, buy now and refinance later. Everything's kind of staying the same for right now. 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S., the official mortgage team for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. So again, no matter where you are, call Mario and say, Easy sent me. I'm interested in getting pre-approved for a mortgage. What can we do? Where do we start? Let's go. First-time home buyers to the front of the line. Special care for you guys. That is a anxiety-filled roller coaster of a ride. Mario will calm you down. 231-332-6505. When it comes to taxes, 3 months out of the year, I talk about TAG accounting. Online at tagcpa.net. Reach out. Either email Troy at tagcpa.net or call 616-301-9516. You can take care of your personal tax return for this year. No matter where you are in the U.S., you're going to upload all your information, your forms on the online portal. They get all that. They schedule your date and time. That day comes. You keep your phone by you. You might get a call from Troy saying, all right, I got a question about this, that, and the other thing. Okay, hey, your return's done. Your money will be in your account. In 3 days, I've already filed you electronically. You're done. Boom. That's it. Or spread all your shit out on the table. Open up your stupid software. Spend about 2.5 days fucking pulling your hair out, being an asshole, wasting all that time, energy to get a lot less money. Just ask Nick in the arena. He got about 5 times more money with TAG accounting than he did doing it via TurboTax. Okay? Thank you, Nick, for supporting the sponsors. All right. Let's see. Is there anything else I want to get to here? Kings Room, Van Dyke, TAG. Let me do... Okay, I've got one more batch of them, but I'll save them for a little bit later on. It's a good problem to have, sponsors, you know? It looks like Tofus is, like, apologizing now. It's like, come on. This is so dumb. All you have to do is just, first of all, don't say dumb shit and pass it off as fact. And then when everybody says you're crazy, the next thing you don't want to do is then say the exact opposite of what you already said to make yourself look super stupid. So both of those things you accomplished. Then these nice people, when they are like confused and asking you about it, the other thing you should do is then call these people bad names. Okay? These are all things that you excel at. Wrong information said in a factual way, saying the exact opposite, and then when people say, hey, wait, I'm confused, call them names. Do all those things. That goes a long way around here. Pickle is here. I'm just going to say pickle because I can't read the rest of it. And I don't know how to say it. Hello back to you. Some of these people I see as new people. It might be people under a different name. So some people just don't want to reveal their identity. I understand that that does happen. So maybe I know you, maybe I don't. Tofus says, I didn't say the exact opposite. What in the blue fuck? Okay. The other thing you want to do is then deny that you actually said the exact opposite. Okay? Bullets disintegrate. No, they don't disintegrate. You said they disintegrate. No, they don't disintegrate. They stay intact. That's what you said. And then you have to double down and say, I didn't say the opposite. So you're going back and forth. All important. You're doing a good job. Keep at it. But we have a unified front here, okay? Every one of these audience members has so ganged up on you, it's amazing. Rebecca is here. She says, also, when you are a dick, just know that EZ will call you out and give you shit. And she puts a laughy emoji. See, this is all fun. This is all good stuff. All right. Where was I? I was still talking about the football guys, but I think I'm done with that. Okay. You can tell my brain is all cooked and crispity, crunchity. Got a few things I want to share on that Chris D sent my way. Various viral videos and whatnot. This first one is of what looks to be a person with not exactly the best genetics to support him. Definitely living in an area known as the wrong side of the hard living line. He's going viral because he does these stunts in his backyard. And I'm going to roll the footage, and you're going to hear him say that he's going to go run face first into a stationary refrigerator in his backyard. And he takes he hits it really, really hard. All right, that's where it starts. But he's not done with that then. I want to share this with you, and I want you to watch it. And if you're listening to the audio podcast, you absolutely have to go into the show notes to actually see this happen. So, okay. He's a teeny tiny little fellow with a gut. He kind of looks like me right now. Like, this is how I would dress if it were warm out. This might even be an old video. I don't know, or it's in a warm climate or what. But this guy's ready to go here. I think he's got a touch of the Downs, perhaps. I see some Downsism, a little Downsy in the face. But that's okay. We love our Downsy.
This is Superhuman TV Show. Today I'll be running to this fridge.
Yeah, that's definitely Downsy. And this is good. This person wants, we support this person and all of their fun efforts.
This is Superhuman TV Show. Today I'll be running to this fridge. This is for the Juggalos and Juggalettes. Do not try.
Okay, this is for the Juggalos and Juggalettes. So that tells you a lot. Juggalos and Juggalettes. Insane Clown Posse. I definitely know what he means by that. Okay.
Juggalettes, do not try this at home, and I hope you like it. Whoop,
whoop. Off his shirt. His body looks just like mine right now. That's how I look. Now, this guy, he gets going. Like, he gets a pretty fair amount of speed here when he hits this thing.
Fuck this shit.
He's in a football stance. He says, fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit.
Wow, did he hit that thing? Let's kind of frame by frame this. You know, he's got the whole thing going because he's running fast. He does not slow down at all. He does not pull that punch. And he hits it, I believe, with his head first. So that's a concussion. So he gets his hand up, but he definitely hits it with his head. Oh, wow, that is. And if you're just listening to the audio podcast, I am just going back and forth on the scrub wheel, and it's just rough. He hits it so hard that the goddamn door flies off the thing, and he's hurt. This poor guy is hurt. Okay, but he sucks it up because he's got our strength, So this is no big deal. He's already healed like Wolverine. By the way, he also has some other appliances back there. He's got the, there's a dishwasher. That might be like a microwave. Now, he's not done. Okay. He's going to drop an elbow onto this setup here, and that's barbed wire. That's a big patch of barbed wire.
I'm not fucking done yet. Whoop, whoop. Fucking cut it. This is superhuman.
Cole says, imagine being this asshole's neighbor. Megan says, should someone call adult services? Murder lover Linda says, my cats are disturbed by this video. Jeremy says that scream should be a drop. Wow. Tyler says, quote,
tune in next week. I smashed a toilet over my head.
Wow. About the impact when he hit the fridge, Tyler said that impact is impressive. Megan says, I cackled. No. Yeah, that's tough. When you're like of sweet nature like you are and you see something like that and you laugh, that causes like a disturbance in your force. Nick says this dude jumps onto all sorts of crazy shit. Find the one he elbow drops concrete blocks. Wow. Showbro Michael says the same thing. He jumps on tables and nails and shit like that. So you guys know of this guy. This guy probably has some type of following. I wonder. Okay, superhuman. Okay, so these are all him. Okay, he has 186,900 followers on X. He's 26, actor stuntman who was on a TV show called Tosh.0. For booking info, contact me. Superhuman shirts are now available. This is the
Superhuman
one that Nick
TV
was talking
show.
About.
Today I'll be jumping onto.
I could watch these all day. Nick says he's been around for years.
This is Superhuman TV show. Today I'll be jumping onto cinder blocks. This is for the juggalos and juggalettes. Do not try this at home. I hope you like it. Whoop, whoop. Fuck this shit. Whoop, whoop.
How does he not break his humerus? Oh no.
Dead shit! Woof woof!
That noise. Holy fuck. Right there. It should have broken in half. How is that not breaking?
Fuck! Death! Shit! Whoop whoop!
Oh my god, I have just found my new favorite thing. Follow, yes. Thank you. Oh. He better be rich. The internet better reward this guy. Nick says out of all the things he did, this one and the printer seemed the most painful. The printer? Okay, he's jumping into a fan there. I don't know what that is. No. Is this the printer? No, that's a microwave. Okay, that's why he's got all the shit in the backyard. Coffee maker. He basically just grabs shit around his house and jumps on it. He's got the merch. This is awesome. This is called making a name for yourself. This is content. This might be it. This might be the printer. Okay, I got to make sure I got this. Make sure I'm sharing it with you. All right, here we go. I think this is it. I mean, it looks like printers. He's jumping off the trampoline.
This is your favorite TV show. And this is the extreme printer stunt. Yeah. This is for the juggalos and juggalettes.
So two printers and barbed wire.
I'm not trying this home, and I hope you like it. Woo, woo! Fuck this shit! Boop, boop. This is super.
Wow, is that great? What a goddamn legend. His popularity is way too low. All right, way too low. 186,000. It should be 18 million. What the fuck? That is amazing. Outstanding. Boy, we kind of fell into that rabbit hole, didn't we? Be thinking of your asshole of the day, ladies and gentlemen. We've got that. I'll get to that in just a minute. I know a lot of people are going to say Tophus, but I want you to think about that. I mean, come on. He paid the price for that. I mean, I don't know where his brain was to say bullets disintegrate. 30 seconds later, bullets do not disintegrate. And then said, I did not say bullets do not disintegrate. And then called Megan a nasty name. Yeah, it might have to be the asshole today. Tophus might have to be. Nick says, I think ICP has put that dude on stage at the gathering of the juggalos. I hope they pay him. You oftentimes see about people who do shit like this. And then they kind of like don't get any compensation or anything like that. Tophus says dipshit is a nasty name. Well, I know one thing. It ain't nice. Now, if you want to get over the semantics, talk about the semantics of what that word is, because I know you're in this kind of like weird flux right now. I mean, I would say if you ask 10 people, is dipshit a nasty name? 10 people would say, yes, that's a nasty name. Okay, now there's degrees of nastiness, but I would say most people would say that's a nasty name and I would prefer to not be called a dipshit. Tyler indicates that if it was anyone other than Megan, nobody would have cared. I don't know about that. All right. Murder lover Linda says it's an insult. Okay. Before we wrap this up with the asshole of the day being Tophus, Kuiper Tree Care, I want you to reach out to them for tree removal, stump removal, tree pruning or tree trimming. Tree risk assessment. Hey, that's going to fall on your house. Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. 616-828-8225. 616-828-8225. They are the best. They take care of our trees here. They cut down a tree and remove the stump, the same one that I almost cut my foot off with the chainsaw. And it had a hornet's nest in it, and they took care of that. And then they pruned or trimmed my maple tree. Thank you, Kuiper Tree Care, online at K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com, just like Kevin Kuiper. Kevin Kuiper's? It's Kuiper's, not Kuiper. Okay. TC Paintball. Get a paintball party, organize it, get the friends together, get the bros together, get the bachelor party together, get the neighborhood kids, get the crew from work for workplace team building. You got the kids' youth league. If the kids aren't too keen about getting shot with a high-velocity paintball, they just want to do it, like, you know, not nearly as painful. TC Paintball is for you. It's a great, great time. You'll have so much fun at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Full disclosure, when you get hit with a paintball, yeah, it stings a little bit for about 15 seconds. It's going to leave a mark, but you're going to be fine, and it's so much fun. Exhilarating play for you and your mates at TC Paintball. The cannabis distributor for the Eric Zane Show podcast is Green Medicine Shop. Easy, I didn't know you smoke pot. I don't, but like everybody does. So I figured I should get a place that sells cannabis on this show so that you can engage with them. Now, you could go to any shop, but Green Medicine Shop is fantastic. They have a pharmacist that works there every single day, every hour of the day, to answer any questions that you might have, because some people are kind of new to this. They're thinking, well, it is legal. I guess I'll try smoking pot, or I'll try eating a gummy or something like that. They have all of the information you need there if you are canna curious. 21 and up, recreational, 18 plus, medicinal, with card. You can get the card on their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com. Tyler says paintballs definitely disintegrate when they hit human flesh. Water, too. If anything hits water, it disintegrates. Tophus is the guy who says shit in an authoritative tone, but he doesn't really know. I have a brother that does that. I call him World Book Jim after the encyclopedia. Yesterday's asshole of the day was Kid Rock. Today's asshole of the day is know-it-all Tophus. There you go. Congratulations. You've earned this. You've done this more than once, though. I don't know how many you have total, but congratulations. Nick says it would have been great to cut your foot almost off and then get attacked by hornets at the same time. Shelbro Michael says, it's like what my cousin says to me. You know a whole lot about nothing. Tophus says, I'll make sure not to insult sponsors anymore. Well, I don't know about sponsors being the problem. I just think generally it was weird to say bullets disintegrate and then saying that they don't disintegrate. And then when people were confused, to refer to them as nasty names. It doesn't matter. Sponsorship doesn't have anything to do with it. Megan makes a great point. She says, I'm not the sponsor. My parents are the sponsor. She's right. She's merely a cog in the machine. You know? Tyler says it has nothing to do with sponsors. Megan is just a kind soul slash show mom. Yeah, Tophus, sometimes you just got to grow up, dick. All right. Folks, thank you for being here. It's always fun to bullshit and chit-chat with you and have a good time doing the Eric Zane Show podcast. Not done. I'll do a Patreon show a little bit later on. Have a good one, folks. Till next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.